all this information and they got one page on the guy the mother and best friend think did it.
You gotta listen to the best friend. Teenage girls tell each other everything.
Well, Britt wrote two sentences on him, then blew him off.
It's hard to tell if he even worked them hard enough.
Especially when he had it out for Todd. Dorn's up in Frackville.
Locked up. Why do you think he's gonna talk to you?
I'm an optimist.
Lil, I got a wife at home.
You don't have to come. You think it's a dead case.
Let me just call her. 5 years for forgery?
I got a facility for it. Gets me into trouble.
You ever dabble in more serious crime?
Like the violence done to Jill Shelby? No, ma'am. I'm strictly a cerebral criminal.
Pretty attractive, wasn't she?
She was pretty cute for a girl.
You did tell her to come over that night.
She came over a lot. To get high. She and her little vixen friend, Melanie.
Well, that little vixen thinks that you killed Jill.
Well, if you marry the prime suspect, I guess you better point to someone else.
Jill's mom also thinks you did it.
A woman lives in a certain world. If the shining neighbor boy killed her daughter, that world's a lie.
Britt has your alibi down here as going to bed at 10 o'clock.
I guess he must have kept his word. Actually, I was with a friend that night.
What friend?
Bobby Jordan. This big, luscious college boy down the street. Neither of us was exactly out and proud at the time, so we asked Britt not to document the sleepover.
Bobby's gonna confirm that.
Well, I imagine he's come to terms by now.
Did Jill ever talk to you about Todd?
Oh, sure. This girl's told me everything.
Like what?
Teenage drama. They even told me things they didn't tell each other. Like, all the while, Jill was fretting that Todd doesn't treat her right. Melanie was doing him on the side.